This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Today, we begin a series of stories looking at Front Range cities and what's being done to keep interest in their historic downtown areas. And while the overall goal is the same, attracting more businesses and people, Fort Collins, Greeley, and Loveland are all in different stages of the redevelopment process. The city of Loveland, for example, is looking to create its first ever downtown development authority, but that's only if it's approved by voters in a special election next week. KUNC's Nathan Heffel has more.
Clay Caldwell plans to vote yes on question one.
Hello, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
The atmosphere inside his Mo Betta Gumbo restaurant feels more like Bourbon Street than the corner of 4th and Cleveland in Loveland.
I grew up in the South where we drank moonshine.
And moonshine is one of his specialties.
And we call it swamp water. So and try that.
I will try that. Let's see here. That's actually really good.
It is. It's good. Now, one of those will light you up.
Caldwell opened his restaurant in 2012, choosing downtown as opposed to one of the larger and more accessible lifestyle shopping centers closer to Interstate 25.
The downtown is a viable return to charm to the mom and pop who are dreamers, the American way. There's a charm about it.
But over the years, the trend for many businesses was to move on to enclosed shopping malls and then to sprawling campus-like complexes like Sentara on the outskirts of Loveland.
And so those were the hot places.
Erica Heller is a senior associate at Denver-based Progressive Urban Management Associates. She helps communities like Loveland revitalize their downtowns.
Those were the places that we were expanding. That's what consumers were interested in. I don't think they were necessarily intentionally turning their backs on downtowns, but that was what was the focus.
Heller says recent changes in cultural tastes, including a drop in driving and a desire to live in more urban areas, has people gravitating back to the unique qualities that downtowns have to offer. And for Loveland, that includes restaurants, bars, and a greater emphasis on the arts community.
We've seen several new arts facilities that are happening or in progress. The city has been instrumental with the Rialto Theater. So they've really bolstered what has been their traditional differentiator, which is the arts in downtown.
Loveland already has a nonprofit entity that works on downtown revitalization projects. And for the time being, the 9-member Loveland City Council is
unified in redeveloping downtown, probably not unified in redeveloping downtown at any cost.
Councilman Hugh McKean and his counterparts approved $5 million late last year for the Loveland Downtown Authority nonprofit over the next 10 years. What question one would do is create a specific downtown development authority that would provide for additional funding through tax increment financing or mill increases to help balance public investment and spur private development.
I'm a true believer in you get what you pay for.
Lee Johnson lives in downtown and is one of the more than 1,100 residents and business owners that will decide question one. Describing herself as an activist, she says investing in downtown is key to making the entire community of Loveland viable and appealing to both developers and employees.
And so I believe in investing in my community because it makes it better. And so I'm willing to invest in the things that improve my community, make it a better place to raise my child, a better place to live, a better place to work. And so, yes, I absolutely support investing in my community.
But not everyone is happy with the proposal. Larimer County officials are concerned that the DDA would take away tax money that goes to fund other countywide services. Back at Mo Betta Gumbo, owner Clay Caldwell says having a DDA would improve infrastructure that in many areas of downtown is well over 100 years old.
Is it perfection? No, but I think it's the best model out there. It would have been nice if we had 20 years ago had started the work, but we did not, for whatever those reasons were.
But while it's a good first step in committing to downtown development, simply having a DDA doesn't mean that things will change overnight.
Well, it's all about timing, and you have to be patient when you're developing a downtown.
Greeley has had a DDA in place since 1998, and 4 years ago it commissioned a detailed study on revamping the city's downtown. But even with a plan, things don't always happen the way they're supposed to. That will be the next story in our downtown series. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.
This story was produced as part of our Community Spotlight series.